It is Talk with a Purpose every Saturday, 9 till noon, WPG, Talk Radio 95.5. And I'm John DeMasi. Let's bring in Seth Grossman. Seth, always good stuff that you put out during the week. People should get on your email list.
Well, that's it. And to get on that list, you can either email me or go to libertyandprosperity.com, and we have a sign-up sheet where you put your email address in, and we'll send you the weekly updates. And we have about 11, we send them out to about 4,000 people signed up, and about 1,100 regularly open up our emails each week. So there is a lot of good stuff there, and most of the content that we put in our emails comes out of the breakfast discussions that we have every Saturday morning in Summers Point at Sal's, it's Sal's Coal Fire Pizza, but they have a breakfast place also. And it's at Groveland Avenue in New Road in Summers Point. And if you can't get there, just go to our website and look at the events section. You could watch us on Zoom and participate in the meeting by Zoom. We started doing that last week, and it's very important. And we got a lot of people. But the best way to respond to your opening comments is that every meeting of libertyandprosperity.com, every breakfast discussions every Saturday morning starts when we recite the key words of our Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that we're all created equal and endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And what that basically means is that America was not founded as a democracy where the majority has the right to tell everybody else what to do. We are a country where each of us is free to make the most important decisions affecting our own lives and basically are free to do whatever we want as long as we are not hurting somebody else or taking away the rights of somebody else. And of course, liberty, freedom to do that has responsibility. It means if you have the absolute right to make bad decisions, you have the responsibility to accept the consequences of your bad decisions. And that's what made America different from really any other country in the world. And too often, people who make bad decisions, they say, yeah, I'm free to make bad decisions, but then they blame everybody else for their failure. So that's, the key to America. And that brings us to the abortion issue. What makes abortion such a difficult issue is because, sure, a woman has the right to do what she wants with her own body, just like we all basically do, and that's why the laws against marijuana and certain drugs and contraceptions had to be knocked out, because the government shouldn't be telling people what to do if they don't affect somebody else. But what happened with the pro-life movement, and it's interesting, for the first time ever, we saw Ethel Hermano, who often calls your program, who often has been having activities. She's been going around for the past 13 years talking about, the excesses or overreaching of abortion, but yet the Press of Atlantic City never printed one word about her or, anybody else. And so now she's on the front page of today's Press of Atlantic City. But anyway, Ethel Hermano was pointing out, as you said, abortion was supposed to be for those very few difficult cases of rape and incest, where the life of the mother's in danger, where there's a birth defect, those very painful, hard personal decisions that the government should not be interfering with people with a woman with. But when you have 46,000 abortions, that show a year in New Jersey alone, I think it started out 48,000. They're a little bit less during the past few years. There's overreaching, and Ethel Hermano and the others were very good going around the state persuading people to look at those things. We also have the ultrasound technology. I mean, how many of us have relatives that as soon as my daughter got pregnant, the first thing they do, they look at the ultrasound, and you see what a 12-week-old baby looks like. Then suddenly it changed the whole perception of abortion. You have women getting married later in life when they're having difficulty having children, and when you have women in their 30s regretting their decision to have an abortion earlier. So that's what Ethel Hermno and the pro-life movement really have been doing for the past 13 years to change the culture. But now, you're right, now where are we now? Where do we go from here? And of course, we go back to the words of our Declaration of Independence that say we are all endowed with unalienable rights to make the most important decisions affecting our own lives. And here I have to disagree with Justice Clarence Thomas, who said there's no right to abortion in our Constitution, but there is. And if you look at our Constitution, we have the Bill of Rights, and we have the First Amendment protects our right to free speech, religion, and assembly. We have the Second Amendment that gives us the right to bear arms. We have the Fourth Amendment that guarantees privacy in our own homes. But then we also have something called the Ninth Amendment that nobody wants to talk about. But basically, the Ninth Amendment says that just because the Bill of Rights enumerates and explains some of our rights, it doesn't mean we don't have them. And that's important. So if you want to do something that just affects your own life and nobody else, the government has no business telling you what to do in your own home with your own life. And that Ninth Amendment, I think, is the key to where we go with the with future abortion rulings. And yes, if you happen to live in a state that does not permit certain abortions, you know, you certainly have the right to move to another state or to visit another state. You certainly have a basic human right to travel anywhere within this United States. So as we go forward, I think it's important for us to look at our Declaration of Independence. Abraham Lincoln, you know, said that our nation was created on July 4th, 1776, when we agreed with those what he called sentiments of our Declaration of Independence. So we have that. We have our Bill of Rights. And again, a lot of people would look up the Ninth Amendment and the Tenth Amendment because those protect our rights to make these personal decisions.
You know, you've said so much, and really, I encourage people to email you and get on that list. That email you sent out this week was so powerful and so informed and really tells it like it is. And I just want to encourage people here while you're on to get onto your list, to get onto your email list and really find out more about what your organization is and how they can kind of help us navigate, because we're in tough times, Seth. I don't have to tell you, we're in tough times, economically and otherwise. So,
and we really are. And what really bothers me and hurts me the most is we have our children going to these public schools that don't teach a thing about the Constitution, don't teach a thing about individual liberty, don't teach a thing about responsibility and the consequences of making bad choices. And so when you see the kids coming out of Stockton College, the kids coming out of our high school that don't know any of this, all they're told is, you know, there's this progressive woke agenda that we have to be, for pro-abortion, we have to be the environmental rules, all these talking points they have, and they're taught that anyone who disagrees in any way is evil. I mean, you looked at those demonstrators outside the homes of the Supreme Court justices. You look at the faces, they're all like 20 years old, 30 years old. They look just like the Hitler Youth faces of the 1940s, yeah. Because they're not taught to think. They're not taught to understand somebody else's point of view. They're not taught about what America is all about, the idea that each of us has the right to run our own lives our own way. So that's the real message of liberty and prosperity, because that's the New Jersey motto. If you have the liberty, the prosperity, the comfort, the safety all go with it. And if you lose the liberty, you lose everything. So that's what we talk about, and that's how we open up every meeting.
And, you know, we're trying to encourage people to join because you do things that others don't do. And you point out things that others don't point out. That stat that you pointed out in your email this week was really, you know, that blew me away. I just didn't know that the number was that high in New Jersey. But obviously,
yeah, it is, and that's what persuaded so many people. And there was overreach that suddenly we're cranking out all these abortions, not because the individual situation demands it, but suddenly some clinics want to make money, some people want to sell body parts. It just, you got into this whole industry.
Yes.
And Ethel Hermno and that group, it really woke up a lot of people, including me. I would like to know if I could just switch gears to something else that's being talked about. And that's the January 6th hearing. On Thursday, I got this text from a Democrat friend of mine, you know, with great urgency. He said, "Are you watching TV? Are you watching the hearings today on the January 6th? And of course, no, I was working. I had a lot of other things. And he was angry at me for not watching the hearings. Because it was the smoking gun that showed Trump and all their top officials that were conspiring to overturn an election and commit insurrection. And the first thing when I saw the actual testimony that just shocked me as a lawyer is that we have something called lawyer-client privilege. And that means if you're my client and I'm your lawyer and you come to me and ask me for advice, I want you to tell me the truth. I want you to tell me what's on your mind. And you may say, you know, I hate my tenant. He didn't pay rent in a month for the last month, so I want to lock the door and turn off his electricity. And, of course, as the attorney, I said, no, what you want to do is against the law. You can't do that. And this is what you have to do, and I give him the procedure of what to do. Now, if you would subpoena me to testify, and say, well, what did your client say? Well, my client said he wanted to break the law. That's not a crime to tell your own attorney what you would like to do. The whole idea of talking to an attorney is so the attorney could explain the law and tell you can't do what you want to do. And that happens all the time. But when you know, what you have with the January 6th hearing, you know, Trump said, I want to do this and that, and it was illegal. His attorneys say, no, you can't do that. But it happens all the time. But none of that should be testified about because it's the attorney-client privilege. You don't want to force people to disclose what people tell their attorney, because if you did, then people would stop going to attorneys, people would stop being honest with their attorneys, and you'd have a much more lawless society. So that did bother me. The other thing in these hearings is the truth that's not told. They're making it sound like Donald Trump was the only person in the world who wanted to change the result of an election that he thought he won, but he lost. You know, the evidence based on the courts is he lost the election according to the procedure, and he had to accept it, but. But what did the Democrats do in 2016? Didn't the Democrats do every single thing they're accusing Trump and his supporters of doing?
Yes, they did.
I mean, in 2016, when Hillary Clinton narrowly lost, didn't Obama illegally spy on Trump and his top officials?
Yes.
Didn't the Justice Department frame Trump and his top officials on fake criminal charges? Weren't they involved in coordinating violent riots around the country? Didn't they intimidate the electors into illegally changing their votes? They tried to do it, and I guarantee you, if the Republicans had the same hearings and the same media, you'd find out that the Democrats behaved exactly the way the Republicans behaved, because nobody wants to lose a close election. And what this reminds me of, it reminds me like in a Super Bowl game or a football game. You know, there are many times when the referee makes a bad call, and you wish that the referee, you say, if the referee didn't make that bad call, then we would have won the game. But that doesn't mean you could go, you know, beat up the guy who's running the scoreboard. You know, it's not his fault.
Right.
It's the referee, and there's a procedure, and if you appeal the referee's decision and you lose the referee's decision, that's it. You lost the game. It's unfair, but we're humans, and people do make mistakes, and referees do make bad calls, and the only thing you could do is try to do a better job to win the game more decisively next time. So those are my thoughts there, and this is what we talk about at Liberty and Prosperity com, and it looks like it's almost time to be there.
That's right.
To start the meeting at Sal's Cafe. But again, if you can't make it to Sal's, it's online now. Just go to libertyandprosperity.com, check out the event section, and you could log in on Zoom and participate that way. Thank you, John. Have a great week.
You too, Seth. Seth Grossman, libertyandprosperity.com. The meeting starts in about a minute and a half at 9:30 at Sal's Coal Fire Pizza on New Road in Summers Point. Talk with a Purpose is the show, Saturdays 9 till noon, WPG, Talk Radio 95.5, and I'm John DeMasi.